Hello and welcome back to another edition of K-Pop Brahma Podcast. I'm host Gidonaman, and on this week's show, we're doing another K-Pop playlist show. And to essentially celebrate the final day of Pride Month for this year, we are doing a K-Pop Pride playlist for 2022. And I am going to be sharing with you guys some songs that are definitely in support of the LGBT community within the world of K-Pop, because there's actually quite a lot if you look for them enough. So be on the lookout for that today. But before we get into that, of course, if you like the podcast and you like what we do, don't forget to like, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. We're available just by any podcast platform you think of. And if you're on Apple or Spotify, don't forget to follow or subscribe on those podcast platforms. That helps it a lot. And last but not least, our social media will be in the podcast description below. Now, without further ado, let's get into this week's show. Okay, so to start, so the first song in the K-pop Pride playlist for 2022 is Stay Tonight by Chungha. Now, this song was part of her Currencia album that came out back in 2021. And I believe in the order of pre-releases for this particular album, I believe this song came out first, I believe, back in 2021. And this song is in this playlist for a lot of reasons. First off, I mean, as an artist, this song was such a statement song from Chungha. And it honestly kind of set the tone for the rest of the album that she went on to release over the course of 2021. And musically, it is just the vibe. It's just a bop song. Like, this is a song that is 100% playing in a club. And part of the reason why this even is in the Pride playlist is because of the music video. Because, my God, is it something to behold. Now, okay, so there's a lot of things going on in the music video specifically, and there is a particular dance style that all of the dancers are incorporating in the video that I want to highlight, because I think, for one, it's really cool that Chungha took the time and effort to basically get all of this together and make it what it is on screen, because it is amazing, for one. And the dancing style that I'm talking about is something that is called voguing. Now, if you don't know what voguing is, it's basically a dance style that has origins in the LGBT community in Harlem, New York, and it started from around the 60s to the 1980s. Now, I'm going to get really technical here because I feel like it's kind of appropriate to do so. Voguing is basically striking a series of poses as if one is modeling for a photo shoot. Arm and leg movements are normally angular, linear, rigid, and basically they move swiftly from like different static positions to another. Basically, this is a very technical explanation for the fact that you have dudes dancing with makeup, like full-on like drag queen makeup. You have guys dancing in high heels, and yeah, that's basically the 10-second explanation for like the 1-minute explanation I had for voguing. Voguing is just such a LGBT influenced dancing style, and it is on full display in Stay Tonight. Like, it is absolutely ridiculous. The dancers look fantastic. Combined with Chungha, who's doing it as well, is like, it's so on point. Like, it's just so stunning, honestly, in so many ways. And it's I don't know, there's just something about voguing, because for me, right, like, this is kind of the first time I'm even exposed to this kind of dance style, and let me tell you, it's just a trip to watch it. But at the same time, I have so much respect for everyone who was involved with the music video, because it just looks so insanely good. This from a visual perspective as well, because I feel like, I guess normally, like, compared to like your run-of-the-mill like K-pop choreography routine, like, I feel like voguing is very specific in the way that it just is. And it is such a contrast to what you would normally see in a K-pop music video. And it is just absolutely on point. And I guess in that regard, considering its LGBT roots, it's probably not really surprised that for at least for some people that I saw online when I saw their reaction videos, this song was definitely a gay anthem of some sorts in 2021 K-pop, and it's for very good reason because this song is just good in so many ways. The song's great. The visual aspects of the music video is great, obviously. Choreography is great. Everyone is just stunning, is ridiculous. And again, like, this is such a statement song, and it is deserving to be the opener of the playlist because it is just so good in so many ways. But anyway, moving on to the next song on the playlist, we have Lovers in the Night by Suri. That she came out back in 2021 as part of her Lovers in the Night album. Now, I have mentioned and featured Sori on this podcast a lot of times for very good reason. For one, I mean, Sori's voice is just incredibly addicting to me. Like, I just cannot get enough of her voice. Like, she is such a talented singer, such a talented artist. And this. Just when you compare to like what is going on in the K-pop scene right now, I would say that Sori brings a very unique mix to in terms of what she offers, as she has a very distinct voice that not a lot of artists have, and it very much shows in her work as well. And this song in particular, I feel like is a very, very vibey song. It is very. I mean, like, you can tell that it's very EDM electronic inspired, and I think the way the song is crafted, it just works perfectly with the way the music video plays out because you see all of these sprawling cityscapes at night, and I just feel like this is the very low key, pseudo chill EDM vibes that you get from the song is just perfect for the ambiance that you have from a song like this. So all of that is great. I mean, musically, as I've already mentioned already, it is fantastic and it's just definitely a bop to listen to. But in terms of why this song is even on the Pride playlist, there's very good reason. And it's again, much like Stay Tonight, it's to do with the music video. As you know, on the surface, you would think this song is kind of just about romantic encounters or like one night stands in the city amongst young people, which for in a lot of regards it is. It's very much that. But I love the way that Sori and the song in general, you know, kind of just treats love and sexuality as if it's on a spectrum, which is very much is, by the way, as you see love blossom in a lot of unconventional ways in the music video. And I just really what I'm really trying to say is that this music video takes the time to include all forms of romantic relationships, both straight and of the LGBT variety. And I feel like that's just a very cool and very progressive way to show these kind of things because for one, in K-pop especially, you don't really see these kind of things, to be totally honest. And I, mind you as well, I would also apply this to Stay Tonight as well. Now granted, like the LGBT influence in Stay Tonight is through a dancing style, as opposed to just explicitly showing LGBT love in this. But in general, like you don't really see this happen often. And if it does, it's often very low key, very subtle, which by all means, like that's not a bad thing. But like still, in this particular song, especially in Lovers in the Night, you see love in all forms. And it just feels natural. You know, like it's kind of like as if it's just second nature. And that's what I really love about a song like this, because it's just very inclusive to everyone. And it's just done in such a low key, yet very natural way, as I've already mentioned already. And I honestly really respect Sody a lot for even, going even to even like go with a concept like this, because it just shows love, as I've already mentioned already, in different ways. And she does that very much in a song like this, and it's really, really good. And it's one of those videos where like you just kind of get lost in the ambiance that the song, as in the music, creates. And then you see all of these different forms of love happen as well, and you just feel this very, I don't know how you should describe it, like, as a feeling when you watch like the music video in general, but like it feels very ethereal, and you kind of get a chance to kind of focus on the love happening on screen, as opposed to the fact that, hey, look, okay, this person is an L this couple is an LGBT couple, or like this person is a straight couple, like, like it very much focuses on love in its purest form, and I really like that about a song like this, which is fantastic. So so on that note, we're gonna take a quick break. So after an ad, we'll be right back with the second half of the K-pop Pride playlist for 2022. So be right back. Okay, we are back. So the next song on the playlist is a song that, if you are a certain age and if you've been listening to K-pop for a certain amount of time, you will know this song for a lot of reasons. And it is a song called "Please Don't" by K-Will. They came out back in 2012. Now, if you know this song, and you've seen the music video before, you immediately understand why this song had to be here, because it just had to be here. Now, in terms of music, this song is very much of the R&B variety. It's very good, it's very nice, and it sets the tone for the music video very, very well. But since this is the Pride playlist, we kind of have to talk about the music video itself, because this song, honestly, in terms of the story of any K-pop music video, this one is still up there as one of my favorites, as one of my favorite music videos of all time, because of how the story unfolds. Because you on okay, I'm kind of a bit of a loss for words, to be honest, because I just like rewatched the music video again just for the sake of this podcast, right? And even though I've watched this music video and listened to the song like numerous times, like I am still caught off guard by how it ends, because it is done so well. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, honestly, do yourself a favor and pause this podcast and go watch the music video, because once you watch it, I'm sure you'll understand. But if you can't do that right now, basically what happens in the music video is, well, you see a couple, both a man and a woman about to get married, right? And you see this other guy who just seems very angry, and it very much feels like, oh, okay, this guy is probably in love with his friend's soon-to-be wife, or I guess you should say at that point, fiance. And you feel like, okay, this is kind of one of those songs, and it's gonna be sad in that kind of regard. But as the music video goes on, you realize, oh, it's not about that. And you connect two and two together at the very end when you realize, oh my God, this guy is in love with his best friend, who so happens to be the dude. And I'm like, yo, like the reveal at the very end. Still, as I already mentioned already, I'm still not over that, because it's done so well. It is ridiculous. And that's for that reason alone, that's why this song is even on this playlist, because it is so good and it's just done so tastefully well in terms of being a LGBT K-pop song and just being a very provocative song in terms of, being LGBT. Because again, like I already mentioned before, like in Korea, it's not exactly the best place to be saying these kind of things. So there is that. But moving on to the next song in the playlist, we have a song that came out back in 2018. And in a lot of ways, it is very groundbreaking, at least in terms of the K-pop industry. And it is a song called Neverland by a K-pop idol named Hallin that came out back in 2018. Now, if you don't know who Hallin is, he is a very interesting person in a lot of ways. First off, he is the K-pop industry's first openly gay idol. And this was his debut song that came out back in 2018. And in a lot of ways, this song is very much him in a lot of ways, as the song is very much a personal, very raw song, in my opinion, talking about his own identity as a gay man. And it is very much a song about embracing who he is as a person and just accepting and just truly going for loving the people that he wants to love. And you very much see that on display in the music video. Now, I guess musically, since we have to cover that, of course, I would say this song's very low key, kind of basic actually, and that's not a bad thing by any means, but like it very much there it the song musically very much gives way to the message and the lyrics of this song, which I think is very much the right decision for a song like this. And it very much you very much see what is going on in the music video, as it is very clear to see what kind of song this actually is. And honestly, just looking at the way the music video panned out, I have a lot of respect for Holland for doing and releasing a song like this, because like I've already mentioned with Please Don't, right? Like, there is a lot of reasons why you don't say these things, especially in a country like South Korea, because like I've already mentioned already, it's a very unfortunately, right now, it's getting better. Don't get me wrong. It's getting better, but it's still a rather, uncomfortable place to be if you're part of the LGBT community. And the fact that Holland is just taking the step to be the one who is openly, gay is something that is very respectable and very brave of him to do. And, he ends up doing a song that very much embraces who he is as a person. And I'm glad that he didn't take any like ways to censor himself from what he truly is and what he truly wants to express in his music. And I think that's very great to see. I mean, literally, you have two dudes making out in the video. Like, you have two guys. I'm assuming they're supposed to be the LGBT, the gay couple in here. Like, they're very much doing couple things together. And I have to say, it's rather cute to see. And it's just a very cute video on top of being a song where it is about embracing one's own sexuality and their identity and just embracing who you are as a person. And it's just a very wholesome song and a song where, in a lot of ways, Holland is coming out of the closet with the song, at least professionally. And I think, he did himself justice in a song like this. So, there's all of that. Go check it out if you haven't done so already, because it's a really good song. It's a really good song. And I'm sure, especially if you are part of the LGBT community, it is definitely a song that might speak to you in a lot of ways. So there's that. Now, moving on to the next and final song that we have on the Pride playlist for 2022, we have a ballad. Now, this song is called Goodbye. That came out back in 2019, and it was sung by Mamamoo's Wayan. Now, okay, so like I already mentioned already, this song came out back in 2019, and musically, it is very much a ballad that you have come to know and love in some circles within the K-pop industry. I would say specifically for this song, it is very KOST-like, Which, honestly, if you look at what Wayne has released recently in terms of her solo stuff that is outside of Mamamoo, it very much reflects that. I just think, in general, Wayne is just incredibly good at ballads. Like, she is just really, really good at the singing very emotional ballads. And I think, just to speak in general for Wayne's career, considering that she has done a lot of KOSTs, at least in the past 2 years or so, it's no surprise that those ballads are incredibly popular because she is very good at doing these ballads. And that's very much on display in a song like this. But, much like the other songs in this playlist, the music video is very provocative in a lot of ways. For one, in general, like, the storyline about this song in particular isn't like something that is like surprising, I guess, in some ways. It is very much a post-breakup song, and the song, for the most part, is about reminiscing about a past romantic relationship that seemingly gone sour in by the time you see the lead character in the music video. But what is interesting about this music video, and the reason why it's even on the Pride playlist, is the fact that it heavily implies that this past relationship that we're now seeing in post-breakup is between two women that we see in the video. Now, I guess this, I mean, when you add something like this, it very much, throws something different in the mix, obviously. And I think, just in general, I just think the way that this kind of song and concept is done, at least in the music video, is done very, very well. Like, again, like, this is kind of going back to what I said in Sori's Lovers in the Night song. Like, this is one of those songs where you kind of forget that this is a lesbian relationship, and you kind of focus on just the raw emotion that is happening on screen. And it's something that is heartbreaking, incredibly sad, and that is ultimately the purpose of the song. And look, don't get me wrong, like, I'm happy that you get to see a very inclusive take on the romantic relationship in this, even though it's, to be totally honest, very depressing and sad. But still, like, I'm really glad that Wayne and her creative team decided to very much go in this direction for a song like this, as I think it's just very tastefully done. And I don't think the fact that you're seeing a lesbian relationship post breakup, it doesn't take away from the emotion and the lesson, or like the overall message that this music video and song in general is trying to say. And I guess, really, to kind of cap this all off, I guess, like, I just think this whole project in general is just done in a very subtle way, like, in terms of how the message of love is being, communicated across. And it just has a lot of power, like, there is power in the way that this song discreetly, shows heartbreak like this. And the fact that it shows an LGBT relationship in this regard is great to see. And also, I guess, in a way, most likely kind of realistic as well, because, when I did my Understanding K Culture project that I where I talked about LGBT in Korea, when doing my research, there was a lot of research that I did on YouTube specifically. And if you look hard enough, you can find a lot of LGBT couple channels, Korean LGBT couple channels, that are on YouTube. And a good portion of them are lesbian relationships. And, for the most part, a lot of their content is very similar, but over time, like, Periodically, every once in a while, I like go and check to see, oh, are these creators still on doing stuff? Like, are these couples still doing content on their channel? And, while some couples I've still managed to keep up, doing this kind of stuff, like the kind of couple stuff, there is unfortunately a lot of, a lot of these couples that don't really do content anymore. And now, granted, like there could be just for privacy reasons, which is fair enough, but I've seen some channels where it is, very much implied that they had to break up for whatever reason. I mean, it could be for anything really, but it's still something that, this speaking in general, right? Like any romantic relationship that goes sour or something that just falls apart is something that's never nice to see. And unfortunately, with the way the social dynamics are, especially towards the LGBT community in Korea, it's definitely something where I feel like it's something that's very hard to maintain, just due to the environment that these couples are in, and honestly, like it, I don't want to go in like into too much detail because honestly, I do not know these people's lives whatsoever. But just speaking in general, right? Like it's something that more often than not probably does happen pretty often. So there is that. But anyway, I didn't realize that I've spent like a 4 minute had a 4 minute spiel about talking about that, but honestly, go check out the Understanding K-Culture video if you haven't done so already. I did a replay of that a couple weeks ago, but yeah. Anyway, that concludes the K-pop Pride playlist for 2022. I hope you enjoyed this little mini playlist. Admittedly, I know this is a bit smaller than normal playlists that I've done in the past, but I know for a fact that these songs are absolute bangers, at least in terms of just K-pop songs in general. And all of them, I feel, have very strong LGBT roots. And honestly, that's the most important thing for a playlist like this. So I hope you enjoyed, this playlist, and hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to these songs as much as I have. So yeah. Please let me know if you enjoyed the songs that we have on this year's playlist, and do let me know on some recommendations as well if I've missed any songs, because I know for a fact that there are more LGBT songs in K-pop out there than what I've already mentioned on today's show. So there's that. But anyway, wherever you are in this gigantic world of ours, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the K-pop Rama Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Be sure to tune in to another episode next week. But until then, this is Gian from the K-pop Rama Podcast, signing off. Take care. Have a brilliant weekend, everybody. Peace. Bye-bye. Aloha. Happy Pride Month, everyone. Take care.